Hi there, this is Barbara Rosconi, and I'm on the line with
Jeff Willinger.
Hey, Jeff. How are you
today?
Hey,
Barb. I am great. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Well, Jeff and I, if you're in Chicago, you know us as the two that have been at every social media club event together, at least we were through January of this year, almost 60 events together, Jeff.
Wow.
Well, I know.
We're co-founders of Social Media Club Chicago, over 2,500 members.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun throwing parties over the years, and we got to talking, and podcasts are really an exciting way to share opportunities and information in 2015, and we thought, why don't we start a podcast? And the reason we're here is to really kick it off today, and I am Barbara Rosconi. I'll tell you just a little bit about what I do. I have a company called Corey West Media. It's named after my mother and grandmother. And my digital presence is Wired PR Works. So what I do is a mix of social media, public relations, content strategy, digital marketing. And it's all about building brands, getting attention, and helping people stand out so they can be sought out and lead a community. How about you, Jeff?
I work for a company called Right Point. We're right downtown in the Loop. And we're sort of a hybrid digital agency and technology firm. My personal sweet spot is building a culture of collaboration inside companies. As more and more companies are more disparate, they're clamoring to figure out the best way to communicate, and we're finding out it's not email. So I'm very excited to be a part of this opportunity to kind of come talk to everyone maybe weekly and really share our insights. I love the name of this podcast. It's going to be called Success Hacker. And very excited about that.
Well, me too, Jeff, because every time you and I talk, it's just fun to hear what you're working on. You're inside the major corporations in America, and I'm working in a lot of different places as an entrepreneur with my own team. So we've got the success spectrum covered, I think. We're dealing with everyone from the biggest of the big, with people all over the world, to, you know, the folks that run the brick and mortar stores in small towns around America. And for me, what is a success hacker? It's someone who knows how to find the shortcut and the express route to making things happen. And in dealing with lots of entrepreneurs over the years, one of the reasons they call my company in is because we go in and we say, this is how we can transform your marketing so it becomes a strategic plan that really makes things happen quickly. And during this podcast series, we're going to be talking about how we as individuals have our own success hacks, and then we're going to be interviewing people who are at the top of their field to find out how can we take that express route.
And I got to tell you, piggybacking on that, there really is no shortcut. People really have to put in the work. Now, when I think about working hard and working smarter, I think really that's what we're getting at is there's just so many hours in the day that we could work. Well, of course, for some entrepreneurs, it's you know, 24/7. But I think that whole work-life balance is important as well. So how do you get more out of your day with less? And I think corporations are looking at that on a daily basis. Everyone from people in IT where they have cutbacks regularly, and they're trying to get more done with less. So as you're building your success route, what is, you know, maybe not the shortcut, but what is the shortest way to get there?
I like that frame up. That's really a great way to talk about how to get there, because I find that people can really go in circuitous routes. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. And I know one thing that's important is how do you really stay in the game? And, you know, staying in the game from my end with our clients is, you know, how do you stay visible on people's dashboard? How do you really stay where they can find you? And in talking to entrepreneurs and looking at surveys, one of the number one reasons that businesses are struggling today is they want to know how to stand out. They can't figure it out. So that's one of the things we're going to be talking about, is how to stay in the game from a visibility perspective. And Jeff, I know you have a good take on how to stay in the game as well.
You know, I play a lot of basketball, as some of you may know, actually maybe 3-4 times a week. And if you've ever played basketball, really any sport, there's nothing worse than if two or three people are really giving their all and two or three people are just sort of going through the motions. And in business, I've got to tell you, Barb, people always ask me, how do you get to be successful? The truth of the matter is just try harder than the other people. Most companies, most individuals are very okay with average and status quo. I say hogwash with that. I say bring it on, as Gary Vaynerchuk would say, crush it, really pummel your competition. And the easiest way to do that is to stick with your word, exceed expectations, don't be average. I think that's the one thing that if you get out of this, don't be average. Like you mentioned, how do you stand out from the competition? The way you stand out is not necessarily being the loudest. It's really being, at the end of the day, it's really being beyond the competition, exceeding expectations.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
At Right Point, we actually give, at the end of each engagement, we give out what's known as the ultimate question. It was a book by Fred Reichheld, a former McKinsey consultant. And it's simply one question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely is it that you would refer us to a friend, family member, or business associate? And every single member of our Right Point team, their bonus is based upon scaling. We need to get at least an 8 or above. And so that means everyone from the project managers to the architects to the developers to the creatives, we want to make sure that we exceed expectations. We do not want to be average. We want to be amazing.
I love that. I love that. And I think that's something that works in all aspects of business and in life. I mean, if you want to go out to dinner tonight, do you want to go to an average restaurant? Not really. You know, you want to go to a place that's great. You want to go to a place that does exceed your expectations. And when you do business with a company, you want to make sure that you are exceeding their expectations. You're giving them more than they expect. And I really love that ultimate question. And if you have a business or you work for a company, that's a very easy thing to do, is when you're closing the project, ask the question, how likely are you to refer our company to, it could be another business or friend or family member, depending on what you do. And reviews are really, really important in business right now. That's what we all know, that if you go to Amazon, there's so many reviews. So we're a review-based society. I love that.
You know, we just don't want to be, we don't want surprises. You don't want to finish a project and find out, oh my gosh, you really blew us away in the bad way. You want to exceed expectations. And honestly, throughout the entire project, our project manager is making sure that we're scaling toward a 10. For me, anything less than a 10, I know it's, you know, you hate to use the term perfection, because it might not be perfect, but it might be a perfect for the customer. So what is going to make the customer, which way of communication is going to be the best for the customer?
Yeah, that's so true.
So
every customer is different.
Yeah, some companies want to communicate strictly via email, some via phone call, some via a collaborative network. I'm a SharePoint consultant, and we roll out Yammer at a lot of large organizations, and Yammer is a great way to capture communication and later be found, as opposed to email, which, you know, many times is just you're searching your inbox when you could really be searching a Yammer network.
Yeah, that would be so much easier. Email, just those threads, they just get all wind up in each other sometimes. It's just a tangle of messages. So, yeah, that sounds like a really good approach.
So when we think more about success and we kind of get under the covers a little bit, and I think about success and Success Hacker, I think about, you know, what are some tips and tricks that we could use to really bring out the best, you know, in our customers? Because at the end of the day, Barb, you and I are both serving our customers. What's one or two tips that you could think of that, you know, I always ask the question, what's in it for me as the end user? What's in it for your client? Maybe one or two quick hits that they could take away.
As far as
being successful and separating themselves from others.
That, you know, I know it's great to get back to the theme. And I guess a couple tips and tricks I would give them. Number one is, what do you want to be known for? We use a wired system here. It's words, intentions, routes, experiences, and design. And the intentions part, I always say you don't have to be famous, but you have to be known for something. So decide what you want to be known for and by whom. And once you figure that out, then that helps a lot of your focus come into place with marketing, because when you walk in and, you know, I talk to companies, they'll say, we want our audience as everyone, or we want to work with businesses of this size. Well, it's not really about that. It's really even getting into what is the buying pattern of your customer. So you really want to look at what you want to be known for, and that comes right back to how you want to stand out. So that's one thing. And another tip is to really think about marketing as an investment and public relations. I know a lot of clients are like, wow, you know, should I really make this a kind of investment? Well, if you want to be around, yes, you should. And it doesn't have to be, you know, cost prohibitive, but it is something that you have to honor and decide that there's a place for in your business. And even personally and professionally, even if it's just a matter of time, everyone has their own personal brand. So if time is the investment you need to make, then that's something you have to be aware of. And I know, Jeff, you do a great job of using your personality to connect with people. I really admire that.
Well, thanks. It's nice that if you have a career where you're able to sort of step outside the box, so to speak, and you're able to really let your personality shine through. Because at the end of the day, I'm always thinking, a dear friend of mine and someone that has inspired me over the years is Sally Hogshead. And how do you, and Tim Sanders. So Tim Sanders' take on is, how do you get customers to fall in love with you? And Sally Hogshead says, how do you fascinate customers? Which to me, if you fascinate them, hopefully they're going to fall in love with you. And if they fall in love with you, there really is no competition. They come back to you on a regular basis. So I think about not necessarily, again, any tricks or anything, how to get customers to fall in love with you, but the best thing I could tell you is really being authentic, and this idea of working out loud. And it scares a lot of organizations, because a lot of organizations are very siloed and they like to email, you know, death by email. You hear about death by PowerPoint, but there's also death by email. So how do you get people to do that? And sort of like, you know, my methodology on most projects, and I run marathons, and the crawl, walk, run methodology, where you can't expect everything to sort of just happen. You've got to take baby steps, build momentum, and then, again, have it slow and steady.
That's great. And I just want to mention, what Sally Hogshead, she has a new book out called How the World Sees You. And if you're wondering what your personality type is, you can go and buy the book and take the quiz. Mine happens to be avant-garde, which is a mixture of innovation and creativity, and it answers a lot of questions I've had about why do I act the way I do. So if you're wondering about your particular personality profile, I would highly recommend that book. It's How the World Sees You by Sally Hogshead.
Great. I think we're just about out of time for our first podcast. I'm very excited about the potential here.
Oh, me too.
And I think we're going to try to do this on a weekly basis. And it's basically going to be Barb and I talking, and then we're going to be bringing in various entrepreneurs and successful people on what they've done to get ahead. And we look forward to our next podcast. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. And I want to thank Barbara for coming up with this wonderful idea, as well as the title for it, Success Hacker. And we'll see you next time.
And we'll find you on Twitter at jwillie, J-W-I-L-L-I-E. Is that right?
That is correct. Or, of course, on LinkedIn, just Jeff Willinger, W-I-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, of course.
And
Barbara
Rosconi.
How do we find you?
Barbara Rosconi, R-O-Z-G-O-N-Y-I, at Wired PR Works on Twitter. Thanks so much. Everybody have a super, super successful week, and we look forward to checking in again with you next time on Success Hacks.